The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Somebody just tried to act like I was pee-wee, and I ain't pee-wee at all. Like, I've been doing it longer than them. Check the status. You get what I'm saying? Like, respect me. I'm humble, but respect me. You see a thick-ass bitch twerking with her shoes off in the backyard. Like, it just went viral, and I'm like, damn, like, y'all really like this.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And we got a special guest today. She is an artist, musician, rapper. She's repping Memphis, Tennessee. We got Juicy Fruit on the podcast.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, you hear that? We got the applause for you. We got the special effects in here.
Bring it through.
Welcome to the podcast, Juicy. So we want to start on the ground level with a little background information for people that might not know. Growing up in Memphis, how did you even get into music in the first place, or into rapping?
So I started doing music like around like 6. And my older sister, like, she always used to listen to Wayne. And then she'll be playing, you know, Destiny Child. And we thought we was the Memphis Destiny Child. So that's how I got into singing. And after singing, my mom was like, nah, y'all finna get in the choir. So I started singing alto. And then from then on, it was like, they was like, oh, you do got a good voice and this and this and that. So I started, like, you know, like, getting interested in it because I really liked it, and I seen the way that I gravitated to it. And from then on, I started, like, playing piano at home. I started trying to make my own little beats on Mac. I thought I was the shit on garage and on my soul. And then, I mean, I just wound up getting up in the studio when I was, like, 12, and I made my first song, and after that, I was like, oh, I like this.
Wow. So you are an all-around musician then, multifaceted. You got playing the instruments, you play piano, you sang, you rap, you're in the choir. It's giving quadruple threat at this point.
You feel me?
Yeah, so started at 6, but first hopped in the studio at 12. That's crazy. And then on to the things that you're doing now. Let's get into some of these accolades, A-Dub. Some of these places her music is featured.
Man, I'm going to wait for the biggest one, but like the ones you've been on so far, you got Birds of Prey. You got a song on there called Danger. You're also on Insecure. You got The Eat Itself on there. But the biggest one that I think everybody knows is that Down in the valley,
where the girls make it.
Yes. Valley.
How did you wind up being the theme song to the show P-Valley?
It was like, bro, like, it was like a major blessing. Like, this was before I even got signed with Atlanta. Wow. To be honest, like, they wind up my manager slash CEO slash boyfriend said everything. Wow. Just gonna say CEO, Lord 100 right now. Mm-hmm. They wind up getting in contact with him. And they was like, oh, we want Juicy on this. And he was like, okay, so let's see what's going on. So they had us meet up with them at the Tyler Perry studio out here.
Wow.
And I was like, what the? You get what I'm saying? And then we got back there and I had met, oh my gosh. I smoke too much. What is her name? Katori. Huh.
Okay.
I met Katori. You know, the writer of the show. And she was like, yeah, my husband was telling me about you and they like Shake That Ass. And they wanted to use that. And right. It was like, well, we had to take care of some things with their record. So we was like, I'll just make you some from scratch. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, just tell me what you mean. And they showed me a preview. And what we seen, that was not what I first seen. Like, when she first showed me, bro, like, that shit was popping. I ain't gonna care. Like, that shit was popping. I was like, ah, yeah, I got some for this. Mm-hmm. So, she said that they needed, like, what? She just said that they needed an intro.
Right.
So, what me and my team did was, he made a beat for the intro. He remade another beat for me, and then he just made a random beat, mm-hmm. which was like "Life's a Bitch," and so we made like a total of like 4 or 5 songs, and they liked 3 of them. Wow. So 2 of them was in the first episode, and then the intro came about when she hit me and she was like, "We want the beat to be like this, and we want you to do this." And she was like, "You know, the nurse around." When it was like down in the valley with the hanky panky, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, cut to her, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I was on that joint for like 2 weeks. I did not like it.
Mm. Huh.
I did not like it. I thought it was too childish. I thought there wasn't nobody gonna like it. And next thing you know, as soon as I go on the club, down in the valley, whatever, like they just get turned and it's so funny. But it came about just like that. Like we went in, we fixed things, and then we went back in and put them back how they was. And mm-hmm. it was just done like that. Like they asked me to do something, and I just executed and made sure I came with more than, you know, what they asked for.
Right. And it's so catchy. And I think that's why people really caught on to it like that. It's like the theme song to Power. Like everybody's gonna sing the theme song when it comes on. It's the same thing for P-Valley.
Maria.
So you didn't even like it at first, and now it's like the staple for that show. That's crazy.
I ain't like Shake That Ass.
Wow.
But I swear I dropped Shake That Ass in like 30 minutes.
Mm.
And after that, I didn't do nothing. Like I didn't even listen to the song no more. 6 months later, you see a thick ass bitch twerking with her shoes off in the backyard. Like, it just went viral. And I'm like, damn, like, y'all really like this. You get what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, like, making club music, it really wasn't my goal. Like, it wasn't nothing that I was, like, really interested in. But to see the way that they gravitated to it, it was just funny. Everybody, like, they just be coming with the different sounds. Like, what you saying right there? I done had people say, shake it in Baltimore, shake that monkey mode.
What?
And I was like, bro, I'm not saying nothing like that. So it was just different for me, but I was really excited when it happened. And the show came out basically on my birthday.
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
Like, it just seemed like everything was meant with this whole situation.
That's destiny right there.
On my soul.
So what about Insecure? Because that is another one of the shows in our culture that is like, that's one of the top 5 right there. Everybody in the culture loves Insecure. So how did you feel about your song getting on that? And how did that even happen too?
Now that I want to say happened with, I want to say either Sony or Atlanta. I think it was Sony. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I let the big man handle the big business and I take care of the music. But
right.
That came about, I just know they hit us up and they was like, because I already did that song. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something where they asked me to do it and I did it. It was something where I already had this song just up in the vault.
Right.
Like, I'm in the studio right now, like I record 24/7. So it was just already up in the vote and they heard it and they was like, oh, we want that one.
Mm.
I was like, I didn't drop it out. Let me get up on that. Let me see what it's talking about. And when I seen it come on, you got the first scene, the girl, you know what I'm saying? Like being turned up and I'm like, oh damn, this is how we gonna do it. Okay.
That's crazy. So these shows and these entities are coming to you. These are not even opportunities that you going out and searching for. This is just what's coming to you from the hard work.
Man, like, that's it. Like, consistency is key. And that's all that I can do. That's all I like doing. Like, I got kids. I grew up fast. So it was like, bro, I just want to make music. I don't want to be in nobody's way. I don't want to get shot at no club. I don't want nobody getting shot because I'm in a club. So, you know, we just going to make it a quick transaction. We going to get up out of it. But, yeah, it's like everything just, it falls into place every time. So I got to send it up to the big man on my soul because I don't know how this stuff happened.
Mm. Real question. Did you ever feel like, you know, you said you're in the studio 24/7, always making music. Was there ever a moment where you're like, I'm doing all of this and nothing is happening? Like, was all the, like, the P-Valley and stuff was, like, the biggest break for you? Or was it something before that where you're like, okay, now it's taking off?
Nah, like, I still feel the same way. Like, you have certain people that know me because of P-Valley. You have certain people that know me because of the Danger song and Shake That Ass. Like, it's different parts to me that people is getting. You get what I'm saying? And it's hard because it's like I'm a multitasker. Like, I don't just sing and rap. I also sing and rap about realistic stuff that females go through, not just fucking on scammers and getting back from nigga. You get what I'm saying? So it's, I don't feel like I reached that point yet. I feel like I am doing good enough, but I feel very enlightened when it made it to Birds of Prey for sure. Like, I was excited because we got to see the preview. And then when my son made it on Madden, I was happy because, oh, damn, my son old enough to where he can play the game. He can be like, yeah, that's my mama. Now come and get this work. You get what right. I'm saying? So that's the part that I feel, but I don't know. I just think that it's motivation because I feel like it's a lot of people that do know the songs, but it's a lot of people that don't even know that it's me. Like, I was on a song with Dolph for years, and it's still people, like, 4 or 5 years ago, is that you on Dolph's song? Like, yeah, that's me. Like, oh, that's you on P-Valley, I didn't even know. Like, yeah, that's me. What's up? How you doing? You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I feel like when it gets to the point where everybody know that that's me, that's when I'm going to feel like I succeeded. Mm. But until then, I just got to work. You don't do nothing but motivate me, though. On my soul.
I love it, man. And speaking of the music, new single out, Could Never. Let's talk about that.
Could Never. Let's go.
So how did that song come about? What bag were you in when you was in the studio and you thought of that? Like, what mode were you in?
I ain't gonna cap. I feel like niggas was playing with me. And one of the A&Rs came and dropped out the beat, and he was like, I got this beat from so-and-so. I want you to work on this. And I was like, all right, bet. So he dropped it off. I like, I'm going to have that to you 2 hours. Give me 2 hours. So I did that, and I did another song called For Me. And I wasn't even thinking about it when I did it. I want to say that I was turned up. Like, I was mad. Like, I get mad if I feel like somebody playing me on the internet and I don't want to just fail. You get what I'm saying? Because I ain't like you can pull up. So I'm going to just put it in music. You get what I'm saying?
How were they playing like, with you? What did they say or do?
Hello.
I can't speak on it. Not now. I'm going to wait. Y'all are going to get the story, but I'm going to wait. It was just on some shit like somebody just tried to act like I was peewee and I ain't peewee at all. Like, I've been doing it longer than them. Check the status. You get what I'm saying? Like, respect me. I'm humble, but respect me.
Okay.
And I just felt like somebody played. So I just went in the studio and I was just like, these pussy hoe. And I wasn't just talking about female. I was talking about niggas too. Like, it go both ways.
It's genderless.
And I just went in from there and I was like, well. And when my dude heard it, he was like, that's it. He was like, because it's the catchphrase. You know, it's like the catchphrase. Like, everybody, you know, he's like, go ahead and do that. We need to try something new. He always come with the ideas. So I just be like, I ain't dating. I catch you kidding me. I'm trying to do it. And I did it. So it went good just like that.
Okay. Could never. I love it. That is like a catchphrase, especially on social media. Like, such and such could never. This person could never. That person could never. Like, it's just, it's so catchy.
Yeah. It was something nice. I heard it from, I just seen it trending. And I was just like, well, that's what they be doing on TikTok. So let's put it up in a song and let's see if it's something different. You get what I'm saying? To come out of it. And it's doing good. It's doing a lot better than I thought that it was. So
I also like how, like, on your page, when you're promoting the song, you're posting it like it's a headline, like a tabloid type of thing. And it's like, Juicy be like, none of these other bitches can compare. Or it'd be like something like a headline. That was so smart because I'm clicking on it like, what happened? I'm like, oh, it's the song, duh. Like, it's lit. It's like,
I can't even take the credit for it. That don't be me. That be the big man. That be CEO. Like, dude is funny as fuck. Like, I look up on my page and I'll be like, what is this? And I seen the jump when it was like, Memphis rappers come for Juicy Fruit, and the girl was sitting up there doing, I don't know what she was doing, but she was in the heels, like jumping like a frog. And I'm like, what is he buying and stuff? He's real good with like marketing and stuff. Like, he's funny, and it's like my personality add to it. So it's like a double team, but nah, he be doing that funny shit. Like, you know, it's me when I get on there and I'm talking shit for sure. But if it's some stuff where it's like, yeah, that was funny, that was my 9 out of 10 is him.
Got you. Another song of yours I like though is I Need a Bag. Now, you talk about basically, you know, you gotta have that coin, you gotta have that bag, but what else does Juicy Fruit need? You need the bag. What else do you need if a guy's trying to come at you, a guy's trying to holler? I mean, you already told us you was kind of taken, but just hypothetically speaking.
I mean, I never really thought about it. Like, one thing that always got me, of course, was looks. Like, bro, you got to be fine. Yeah, like, and when I meet him, I'm like, damn, you fine. I'm like, what's up? What's up? But personality is key. One thing that I can say, and I can only like really think about, because I've been with him like over 10 years. So like, this is basically what I'm attracted to. It's more the point, like, I didn't have to fight for it, but it was like, he wasn't just overbearing like most dudes were. Like, damn, you think, hey, let me get it. Like, he was just like, you know, where you going? Where you feeling the world? You know, like, I like that confidence. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can still make me feel good, but you also like know what you want. You get right. what I'm saying? Of course, he don't, it's hard to say. He can have money, but I like to have my own money. I'm different. I'm sorry. Like, my mama is the same way. Like, I like to be spoiled, but sometimes I just, let me do my own thing. Like I want to give me some. You get what I'm saying? But you better be able to take care of your own ass if it come down to it. You get what I'm saying? Because I spoil you, but I need to make sure that you're capable of that. Funny, smart, and loves kids. Like, love, you know, and know how to treat a child. Right. Talk to a child, be around a child, because I was a single mom before I met him and had another child with him. Like, damn, that shit hard. And I had boys. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, is you father figure material? Because if you were out here walking around with 30 sack up on you and you got, you know, Glocks and this and this and that, like, we need, you know, we need something for him to look up to.
Right.
So other than that, I don't really ask for too much. Like, I just want to be loved on, crack jokes with me, you know, feel on my booty, do this, and, you know.
The usual.
Just have fun.
Exactly. That's a great list, though. Let's get into some of these accolades, though, A-Dub. These playlists.
Yeah. Juicy is on some big playlist. She made it onto Tidal's playlist cover for Raunchy Rap. Mm. And y'all have Pandora's cover playlist for the women in hip-hop. So, very big playlist, by the way. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too much about that. When I seen it, I was excited. Like, damn, like, after he told me what it was, I was like, damn, it's crazy. Like, because I didn't think that I'd be on there. But like I said, I don't know how they still be having it. They just, you know, they gravitate the stuff.
Right. She said, I just make the music. That's it. That's it.
I just want to make stuff that's going to, you know, that's going to make you, you get what I'm saying? You, anybody, any female nigga, like, I want them to be able to relate to me. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's what people need. Like, that's what this industry is basically needed. Like, somebody that's actually herman and being transparent with them. Like, bro, okay, bro, I was broke before. Yeah, yeah, I used to rock fake things, fake this. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I got there, but I got it now. So, hey, what's up? Ain't no wrong with it.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to be a person that everybody feel like they can relate to and you don't feel like you have to shy away from this and this and that.
Right.
But, I mean, those little, you know, awards and doing all of this stuff, I am grateful for, but I'm just mostly happy for it because my kids get to see me do it. That's the only thing that really matters to me.
Now let's talk about how you be feeding your fans constantly. These Fruit Friday freestyles, like, you done hopped on a whole lot of money via and Nicki Minaj, Waukesha, you know, with your Memphis brethren, Moneybagg Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoopty, No More Parties, like, all of this. What's the next Fruit Friday? We need a little exclusive here. Like, who beat you thinking about hopping on next?
What's that, my nine? That song, they go like, doom, doom, doom. What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
You want smoke?
Nardo Wick.
That's just not, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a little exclusive. I got y'all. I'm going to drop it off one time.
Uh-oh, DX Daily exclusive. You know, we get the tea over here. Not the messy tea, but the music tea.
Okay.
But so I thought of this little game that we're going to play with you since you are from Memphis. So we're going to say an artist or producer from Memphis, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear these names.
First thing is in like song or just anything?
Anything. It could be a song. It could be, I don't know if you know that person. It could be the first time you met them. Just whatever comes to mind.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So Yo Gotti.
Really a person that I've seen get it like from the bottom, and he actually made it happen. Really made it happen. I was encountered with him over the phone before when I was pregnant the first time. And then I had wind up getting with Birdman. I was just kicking it with him out there in Miami, and I wind up seeing him in person. And he was supposed to come by the studio. I don't know what happened, but that went on, and then I wound up meeting with his brother, and we sat down and talked some business, and that went on. But you know, nothing ever went from there, but I have, you know, met him, topped it up with him. He cool people to me.
Okay.
Respect it.
Gotti tapped in. All right, who's next? Yeah.
What about Young Dog?
That was the first person I did a song with. Basically, that was Uther. Mm-hmm. Dog reached out to me. I had lost my second song's father. And it was like 2 months after they did Manja, he hit me up at the blue. He was like, "Hey, you killed because I did a freestyle. I can't even remember what song it was, but that joint was hard. And I did this joint when I was pregnant too."
Yeah.
And he said that he was like, "You went in," and he was like, "I want you to come through." So I pulled up and shit, he pulled up the beat. He already had a hook up on there.
Mm.
And he did his joint. He smoked about 5 backwood. And then when it was my turn, I was like, "Ah, okay, I'm finna turn up then." And I went in there, knocked it out, 45 minutes, done.
What?
And, oh, yeah, baby, like, that one thing about me, like, I don't think I've met no one that's out there that I didn't, like, had, like, fright, like, I didn't got nervous type shit. Because really, I just be like, nah, I'm scared. I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he had a good personality. He was funny. He still called me at the Blue Nabra. Like, it just be weird. It be crazy. Cause everybody be like, "Why you don't mess with this person? Why you don't?" I'm like, "Bro, I don't know what they on." You get what I'm saying? Cause he'll call and he'll be like, "What you got going on? Heard you had a little baby. You seen my daughter." And he just check in on me like randomly. It just be random though. Like, it's his mother, the dog. What's up? What you got going on? Hey, nigga, I ain't doing no. Where you been?
That's nice,
but
though.
Cool people, though.
That's always good to just have that camaraderie with people in the city that you're from. So that's perfect. A few more quick ones. Okay, so Moneybagg Yo.
Met him. Yeah, we ran into each other, just spoke type stuff. And then, yeah, I want to say, what, like 2 years passed after that. And he had, what was his name? I don't know. He had somebody hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "He wants you up on this joint." And I got on a song with him called Back and Forth a long time ago. And we linked up upon that. And after that, you know, I'm real cool with his baby mom, 10 Cares.
It's my nice.
Baby. Other than that, I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling y'all, but it's some stuff coming soon.
Ooh, some things in the works. Let me find out. We got another exclusive up in here.
Damn it. That's us, though. That's us. It's all right. I don't know when it's coming out, but y'all gonna know soon enough, but yeah.
I ain't gonna hype it then. I was about to throw the applause on it and everything. You know what? I would just let it slide by though. Okay, so we had a few more, but you know, we getting long on the time. So any other Memphis artists or producers that you want to tap in with?
Of course, Shake That Ass came from Tay Key. I didn't talk to him, you know, like off top, but I worked on his beat. I got a couple more beats that I done worked on. He hard.
Yeah.
Black Beyonce, I tapped in with him before too.
Mm.
Gangsta Boo, then tapped in with her. I done tapped in with Lil Chat. I done tapped in with DJ Paul, Project P. Like,
legends.
Everybody from the city know who I am. Legends. I don't think it's nobody that don't know who I am.
That would be crazy, you and Black Youngsta, because y'all both make that same type of music, to turn up to twerk, all of that. That would be perfect.
That would be.
He's so funny. His energy so loud, too, on my soul.
So lastly, what you working on now? What's next? Album on the way, project coming out. What's happening?
Well, we do have projects in the work. Everything is getting lined up with the tracks that's going on there. But in the meantime, I have a remix coming for y'all.
Ooh.
Other than that, we just going to keep putting out singles and, you know, just working and putting it out there. Of course, on P Valley, I got some new shit coming too. But that's that.
I had to put it on that one, man. Well, congrats on all your success. Thank you for sitting and chatting with us. Thank you for these exclusives. Thank you just for putting out that good music we could turn up to. And tell everybody where they can follow you.
First of all, thank you. I don't want to forget that. I thank y'all for having me, and I thank y'all for giving me good vibes, smiles, not being messy, none of that, because I hate it when they do that. But other than that, everything you can find me on, it should be I Am Juicy Fruit. And Juicy Fruit is spelled J-U-C-E-E 2-E and 2 O's, not the regular way. I done heard people say Juicy Foot, Juicy Fruit, Juicy Fruit.
Oh my goodness.
That's on YouTube, that's on TikTok. If it's a fake TikTok page, you will know.
Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, that's the way that you can find me. And if you go to my IG and the number in the bio, that's how you book me. Baby, I'm ready. Come.
Yes, Booker. We need you in NC soon, because that's where we
Let's
at.
Go.
So Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Juicy Fruit. This has been another episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at. I am Asia Sky. You can follow me at Asia Sky.
And you can follow me, Adub, at Adub.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.